Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as this last Sunday of 2018. It's amazing, isn't it? I just want you to know, I have a speaking voice. No singing voice yet. But today, that doesn't make any difference because you guys are going to sing beautifully as we have our lessons and carols this day. Come up, Dan. We're going to do our announcements here at the beginning. I wanted to just invite you to look at the announcements in the back portion of the bulletin. And lifting up the announcement about Stepping Stones, Peace on Earth, Good Food for All, and Shelter Too, of course. Please take a look at that one right there. And those who are listed in their prayer concerns today. And Dan has an announcement, too.
How many of you at one time or another have had an experience where you have been working with a grandchild or a child to try to learn more about how to use your phone or your computer, and they have said, Mom or Dad or Grandpa or Grandma, it's not rocket science. Have you, any of you had that experience? Well, it is rocket science. I know because I wrote an article about computers in 1966, and I can guarantee you it's all rocket science. This morning, we're asking for people to join a ministry which is a lot like foreign missions, because it can be foreign, it can be time-consuming, and it can be lonely, and it's the web and social ministry, and it is a mission. I have sent an email to a number of folks that I know might be interested because they were last year and schedule issues. Our main objective this morning is to set a timetable for this, for when people can meet. And we're going to be in the conference room right next to Jane's office. We will do a little magic for you to show you that while it is rocket science, it's not that complicated. And then we will start looking at dates for when we can get together and spend some more time. I'm particularly interested in those of you who may be one of those grandchildren or grandchild who has used that phrase, and now you may stand corrected. Thank you.
So you're looking for someone where the learning curve isn't quite as dramatic. No. Thank you, Dan. And that's in the conference room by the office or after the service today. Are there any other announcements which need to be lifted up? If not, let's begin with our opening song, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. To us a child is born. To us a son is given. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled us with the new light of the Word, who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all we do, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs for the seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to separate the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Second reading is from Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who is to rule in Israel, one whose origin of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give upon them until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Third reading is from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The angel then departed from her.
Thank you.
The fourth reading is from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with the child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, had planned to quietly dismiss her. But when he resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you were to name him Jesus, for he will save their people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. "Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Jesus awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had bore a son, and he named him Jesus.
The fifth reading is from Luke chapter 2. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among us, peace among those who he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people of Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word... Let me start that over. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the world became flesh, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Receive our morning offering at this time. Will you stand as you're able? It is you, loving God, who lights our path with truth. By his light, draw all people to the manger. By his light, draw all people to the manger. By his light, draw all people to the manger. Use us to reflect the brightness of his life. It is you, loving God, who meets us on our way.
In the light of Jesus, show the world the way of life.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We remember that in the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Come to the banquet, for it is now ready, and it's been prepared for you, and Jesus is the host. So come and eat. Fancy the body of Christ given for you. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. You are the shepherds telling the story. You are the wise ones worshiping with thanksgiving. You are the angels announcing peace. Now, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing with joy, joy to the world. Thank you.